It's Friday, June 23rd, 2005. You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is live in Seattle, Washington for GnomeDex. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hello, folks, and welcome to the show. Very different intro tonight. It's very, very late here in Seattle. And I'm going to get right into the show content tonight. No intro, nothing. We're just going to kick it off. I want to welcome you to the podcast. And I know there's going to be a lot of listeners out there that are tuning in, trying to get information about what's happening here in Seattle. And I'm hoping to get you caught up to speed on what's happened in the last 24 hours, basically. Initially, I just want to give you a little feedback for those of you that are checking out the site for the very first time. Make sure you visit our main website at www.geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content there. Along with that, you can check out the podcast archive. Hey, it's been a very interesting day. I flew out of Honolulu Wednesday afternoon, got in here Thursday night very late. Got into the room, got everything set up. So we are actually on the portable recording rig, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everything is going to go good with the recording. So, you know, I'm doing everything from the laptop tonight, so we'll see what happens. But spent today touring a little bit of Seattle, looking at the downtown area, checking out the downtown area. I had lunch with some podcasters, which was pretty cool. Got to meet some new people. And then this evening I had a dinner. We had a dinner with Doug Kay from IT Conversations, Rob Greenlee, Eric Rice. Who else was there? Annie McCaskey, Tim Borkin. So some pretty mainstream podcasters. And we had a nice dinner, which turned out, we all met about 5, and then the initial get-together was going to start at 7 tonight, and basically it was kind of the kickoff, pick up our registration packets, and to it's basically say hello, a little social event sponsored by Google, and it turned out it was pretty nice, and they had nice, actually they had enough food there, we really didn't even need to have eaten at the restaurant, but regardless, got to meet a lot of great people. We'll talk about that a little bit here. I tell you, you know, I feel kind of like a fish out of water because I know a lot of people's websites, but it's hard relating a name to a website. You know, look at the guy's name tag or lady's name tag, and you look down at they have the URL printed below the actual name, and sure enough, I read your website, and then you can kind of put a face to the person that you've been the information you've been reading for a number of years. So it's as many people are there, you're trying to move around and see people and make introductions. So it's going to continue, I'm sure, through tomorrow and the next day, and hopefully I'll be able to hook up with everyone that I want to here. Being part of the internet means more than just surfing sites or downloading music. The perfect way to start is with your own .com name, and my friends at GoDaddy.com make it fun, fast, and affordable. Right now, my listeners can get .com names for just $7.95 at GoDaddy. No limit. Just enter Geek News. That's GEEKNEWS as your source code for .coms. It's GoDaddy.com. Thanks for GoDaddy for being our sponsor. During the reception tonight, I got to meet a lot of different people, and of course, I'm probably, if they listen to the show, they're going to say, "Hey, I met you. How come you didn't mention me?" But I met a lot of podcasters, we'll be talking about them more in the next couple of days. But a couple of people stuck out in my mind in particular. One was Nick Bradbury. He is the software developer of Feed Demon and Top Style. You know how when you picture somebody in your mind, you get a kind of a mental image of who they are. And I tell you, this guy's a lot younger than I thought he was, and super smart, really nice guy, down to earth. And it was great to put a face to a person that, you know, software that he's, you know, got some great software. And I and I'm a big fan. So it's nice to see the person behind that development. Now, kind of the interesting comment of the day, and this actually happened earlier when we met at 5 o'clock over at the Bay Harbor Marriott, was Dave Weiner was in the lobby, and we were as a group with Doug Kay, and we're getting ready to leave, and Doug was talking with Dave, and I introduced myself, and Dave goes, "Oh, you're the famous one," and I thought, oh, that's kind of a strange comment. No, I don't think so. But it was kind of the weird comment of the day. It really was. But I look forward to hearing Dave's keynote. But it just struck me so funny. I'm like, what? You know, just what a response to first meeting somebody. All right, what else have I got here? I met Neil Kennedy from Technorati, and listened to him and Nick Bradbury had a great conversation talking about RSS and RSS spam and a whole bunch of other information that is going on. And basically, talk about how the spammers are adapting and trying to influence PageRank and stuff by spamming and also stealing feeds and creating information on websites that is trying to throw off the, you know, the rankings and stuff. So a good conversation there, and we'll be posting more about that. You know, it is so late here. I'll be honest, it is late, approaching midnight, and I'm trying to get this out for you so that it's up and available in the morning, and so that I also can get a few hours sleep before I have to roll out and head back over. So we'll have more cohesive content tomorrow, but I did find I did have time on the airplane on the way out to go over the unfinished business we have on show 75. So I am very happy to announce that I have two winners, and you guys made it really, really hard for me. I'll be very honest. I had a very difficult time coming up with the two winners because you guys sent in so many great comments and great plans, but I narrowed it down to a couple people. The first, Rachel Ross, great idea on a podcast, and I'm not going to announce what your idea is. I'm going to kind of hold off, and you and I will work on that together and get your site put up and get a domain purchased through GoDaddy so that you can, and I'll get you up and get you hosted. And then we'll work on your content, and then when it's all ready to rock and roll, we'll announce it here on the show what it is. So, Rachel Ross, you are the lady that I have chosen for the contest. And for the other person that I'm going to be giving this to, and this is a husband and wife team, okay? And I thought this was a good idea, what they're going to do. It's Casey Perry is the one that submitted it. Casey and John, you two are my winner in the other category, in the men's category, okay? John, you guys, and John and Casey, you guys put together a great little plan here. I like what you've done. And again, we'll work offline and get that set up. And we'll announce this down the road on what exactly the podcast is about. So what I need both of you to do, John, Casey, and of course, Rachel, I need you guys to think about what you want your domain names to be and do a little searching around. And when you're ready, what you need to do is send me an email with your name, mailing address, and everything else, and I'll get them registered in your name, and we'll get the site set up. So congratulations for you two, actually you three, actually, for your winning of the contest for show 75. Now, everyone else, you guys did some amazing, amazing entries. And I've actually had some offers come forward for some other people to maybe provide some hosting. And looks like he's got adequate bandwidth and everything. So what we'll do is I'll see if I can get you guys hooked up with some web space, etc. We'll do this. I'll work with you one at a time, and I'm basically going to have to go through and respond individually to each of your emails And there was a lot of you that had some great stuff. And so I don't want any of you to stop proceeding forward with your plans on what you want to do for creating a podcast. Of course, I'm going to work with the three that I chose for the awards winners, but everyone else, I'll be very honest with you, had a very, very hard time, and all the submissions were terrific. And I don't want to reveal those submissions because a lot of you had some really cool ideas, and there are some ideas there that I have not seen being podcast yet. So we'll keep that a secret between you and I. And if any of you need help, you know, send me an email. And we'll get you going regardless. Okay, I do have some regular content to get into tonight. Again, I'm going to keep this pretty short. Okay, some of this is Gnome Dex related. Some of it is not. So Engadget has an article up today that talks about the energy department is working on smart appliances to avoid blackouts. And this is a pretty cool little idea, you know. And, you know, a lot of times... And I know I've been guilty of it before, leave the AC cranked up and leave home for the day. And, of course, my electricity bill is readily apparent of that pure stupidity and wasting of energy on my part. But the energy department's working on appliances. They actually turn themselves, you know, turn the temperature up so they don't run so much when needed. And you know, maybe turn heat down a little bit on the hot water heaters. So we'll see what develops in this, but I think it's a smart thing, and I don't know how exactly they're going to do that, if these appliances are all going to be wired, or if they're going to be supporting some sort of RF, Wi-Fi type connectivity. It's hard to say, and it doesn't go into a lot of detail on how they're going to do it, but it's good that they're thinking about it. Now, wouldn't it be cool if you could just, as you left your house, you know, you could give a code that would automatically go through your home and turn off all the excessive lights, turn the thermostat up or down depending on what time of year it is, maybe remove the heat from your water heater, all kinds of things that you could do to save energy. And if every home in America or in the whole world was equipped with that type of smart technology, think about the energy savings. It would be enormous. And it would be given back to the planet, and of course, that technology costs money to, you know, and it costs energy. There's energy required to create that, but pretty cool, pretty good idea, regardless. And I hope the energy department continues forward with that. Now, I did post something up on the website that the fight for the broadcast flag is not over, but it looks like we got over two hurdles, and that on Tuesday, and also today, there was no amendment to put the broadcast flag in an appropriations bill. So we may have beat this back. And in the response, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, was huge. There was just an amazing level of a response from concerned citizens across this great country. So all of you that responded, I want to pat you on the back and say good job for doing that. And we'll keep our eyes peeled because this fight is nowhere near over. Okay, over on Robert Scoble's weblog, I think what's going to be... You guys hear that siren? And I'm up on the 16th floor. Matter of fact, I just want to tell you about my view. I've got a nice view of downtown. And for being the first time in Seattle, I didn't realize how steep the hills are. I'm up on 6th Street. And the conference center's all the way. It's actually like a mile and a half away, so I have to actually take a cab there. But this morning, I didn't realize how far it was. And I said, well, I'm just going to go out and take a walk and check things out. And, oh, boy. Well, this got some major hills. This is like San Francisco, at least in the area of the city that I'm staying at. But, okay, on Robert Scoble's website, you know, we all thought there was going to be some sort of an announcement. And this is kind of... He's given some more teasers here, and I don't know what is going on there, but they're going to be announcing something with Internet Explorer having RSS capability. We know that pretty much for sure right now, and I heard some rumors about that tonight. But check this out. This is what Robert says. I've read so far, by the way, a few reports I've read so far thinking this is an IE only thing. And here's this comment, it's not. We'll talk more about that, what it is, tomorrow. Okay, so there's something else. And here's the kicker. Robert has created a video, and it's basically walks us through what's going to be announced tomorrow. So keep your eye on Robert Scoble's weblog. I've got the link up to this comment that he's made today. But, here's something else. Oh, the RSS team isn't the only one working on stuff. The anti-spyware team today released a new beta build. Works great here. You know, is this just full of teasers? I was asking around. Some people asked me, what did you hear? And I think there's still some rumors. So I don't know if there's going to be a podcast-type announcement tomorrow or not. Or actually, most of you are getting this probably the day that the announcements are going down. But I'm not going to bet one way or the other. So we'll know soon enough. And probably by the time most of you listen to this, we will already know. Okay, I did not see Robert tonight at the socializing event that Google put on. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get a chance to say hello to Robert. Okay, over on Dave Weiner's site at Scripting News, Dave is going to be talking tomorrow about his new OPML editor, which I've been playing with. It's pretty cool. I haven't dug in a lot to it because I just haven't had time. And there's a lot of great information on here that he's been putting up about what's going to be happening here at GnomeDex, and he's got a podcast up too. But I'm looking forward to talking about his OPML editor a little bit as I begin to understand it, actually, because I don't fully understand how it works completely. And so hopefully tomorrow I'll get educated on that so that I can give you guys a little more information. Now, the BBC is reporting that 1 in 3 music CDs that is created worldwide is illegal. And I'm sure this is going to give the RIAA a little bit of a, another thing to go off and start complaining about. But let's be honest here. If you go to some third world countries, and I'm not going to mention country names, but you'll find that you go on the street, you can find just about any kind of music there is for pennies on the dollar as to what you have paid here in the United States. I haven't been to a lot of places here in the United States where I see illegal CDs anymore. I'm sure they're out there, and you can probably find them at, some sort of events that are not really heavy policed. But in the majority of areas that I've went to overseas, you can buy, I think it's very true, this comment's very true, that you can find pirated CDs that obviously have not paid any license fees, etc., and are just purely ripped off. So I think they've got a legitimate beef on that part, but I don't know if they've got a legitimate, if they would have a legitimate beef to come back and complain about people in the United States. Okay, I met the creator of Mixcast Live today, and he actually had, he did a podcast where we had a fire alarm go off during the reception tonight, and he actually went out during the when we got kicked out of the building for a few minutes and actually put up a short little quick podcast using Mixcast Live and a tablet and using the PCMCIA audio card that I'm using here tonight. So pretty cool little software application. I know he's made some improvements to it, and we actually talked a little bit tonight on what he's got planned for that. So I think you're going to see more improvements to Mixcast Live as time progresses. I found a pretty cool article on Engadget that talks, basically, all these manufacturers are coming out with all these kind of cool MP3 player, and some of them just look super cool. And Philips has a new MP3 player out called Go Gear, and this thing is just, it just looks nice. It's designed real good. And, I hate to say that I'm interested in buying stuff that looks snazzy, but boy, this, I tell you, it looks really good. And I hope it has as many good features as pretty as it is. I hope they put some thought into the software design that goes along with it. All right, one thing that Nick Bradbury told me while we were chatting, this is going to be kind of a two-parter, but apparently all of you know that FeedBurner and NewsGator are going to be combined. And they've got an application called an in-feed daemon called FeedStation. So what it is, apparently has happened is they've modified NewsGator a little bit, and in that now you can add podcasts to be downloaded to your iPod using FeedStation via the NewsGator interface. I'll link up to an article about it, and Nick was telling me about its integration today a little bit. I haven't had time to play with it. I want to look at it a little more. But there's an article up on Greg Reinacker's weblog that talks about this that was picked up directly in this relationship on what Nick and I were talking about tonight. Now, Nick asked me a comment tonight, for those of you that use FeedDemon, what you would do to FeedDemon to make it a better podcast aggregator or podcatcher. So if any of you have any comments, you can send that into geek@geeknewscentral.com. I think that's about it. I didn't have a lot of information tonight. Again, it's late here. I want to apologize for having a short podcast. I'll have more detailed information later. I have absolutely got to get this uploaded, and I need to just go to bed. Even though it's still early Hawaii time, I'm pretty much jet-lagged out for some reason. But let's see here. I covered it. In the morning, we're going to hear an announcement from Audible during breakfast on what they have planned. So I may put that up on openpodcast.org. What else do I have that I'm looking in my little notepad here that I had talked about? Oh, I used Google Maps today, and in addition to the Yellow Pages. And basically, I was trying to find some stores here in the area. Went over to Guitar Center to try to score a particular type of microphone, which they end up not having. But I actually, Google Maps works really good when you're walking, you know, because I didn't rent a car here. So keep the expenditures down. I huffed myself around town quite a little bit today. So, and I did ride some cabs. I didn't want to climb those hills. But the Google Maps was awesome because I was able to put starting locations in and then store addresses, and it showed me direct and indirect routes. And what's cool is it actually showed the driving route, but because of one-way streets here, I was able to save a lot of time by figuring out, how come they got this going down the corner and turning right? How come they just didn't go straight? I went, one-way street. Well, I'm walking the sidewalk. It didn't really matter. So I encourage those of you that are on travel and trying to find places, especially when you're in a new city that you don't know, use Google Maps, and it's awesome. It really, really is, and it makes you a lot smarter in getting around. You know, I even today coming back on the taxi, I thought, oh, he's going to turn here. Sure enough, it was just based upon the Google Maps stuff that I had done earlier. Okay, I guess that's it, folks, and I want to thank you for tuning in. You can contact me at geek@geeknewscentral.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central or call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. I know this is a pretty non-traditional show, and I know you all were probably expecting a lot more, but we're going to give you more, just not tonight. So, all right, folks, thanks for tuning in, and we will be back with you tomorrow, less than 12 hours away, I'm sure, with more great information. And before I leave you, I want to pass this information to you. Next time you'll be buying a cell phone, ask for Windows Mobile. Make sure that your next cell phone will have on its back a Windows Mobile logo. Cell phones powered by Windows Mobile from Microsoft offer many unique features not available for Palm OS or Symbian-based phones. And to get the latest news and a lot of resources about Windows Mobile phones, please visit www.msmobiles.com. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.